Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome in another edition of the Wendy's Big Show, a big Friday edition as, we had a ball game last night, and we're going to be talking about it, well, indefinitely here. That one hurt. Gary Ellerson is here, Anthony Mandela, Tim Allen, and you guys as we're trying to recover from last night. Just what the hell happened last night?
Yeah, I don't know. Bucks lost?
They sure did.
I guess.
Man, oh man. We got a lot to unpack in this one, man. Because now our level of concern is heightened. It has to be.
Well, you better be.
Yes. Because you lose, you go home. Now we're looking at, we're looking at hair on fire type game. Can you trust going back to what got you there? Wouldn't you know it, Gary? The first time all year they lose three games in a row.
I know. Isn't that something?
Happens right now.
Right now.
So now they're torn between hair on fire, do everything you can, versus the other side of the balance beam. Hey, man, let's go back to what we were doing. We won 60 games. We won two playoff series, etc. So where do you go now?
Well, here's where you go now, Tim. And I hate doing this. I got a lot of reaction last night on my Twitter. If you guys want to hit me up on my Twitter, you can join in too. A lot of people hate me. That's okay.
They think that you hate the Bucks still, Gary?
Yeah, they think I hate the Bucks. You know, wow. And before this, they thought I hate the Badgers too, because I keep it straight 100. I'm going to tell you like it is, whether you like it or not. And That's what I do. And I tried to tell all these folks about this, I don't know, some time ago. I said, Giannis doesn't have, and I keep going here, right? And I know you guys are tired of me hearing it. Giannis does not have a jump shot, and you see right now how that's hurting him. Shaquille O'Neal has been carrying the torch about Giannis don't need a jump shot. He don't need it. I think last night he might have came around and said something similar to that. Well, yeah, maybe he does. If you're seeing what Kawhi Leonard is doing, you understand what Giannis needs to add to his game. If the Milwaukee Bucks are going to win, to me, I could be wrong, but to me, it's got to be about Giannis. And you know, at the top of the key, putting your head down, that worked during the regular season.
Right.
It ain't working during the playoffs, and you can see why. Now, if you don't have other guys to go with you, now some of those guys get some blame too, but really Giannis is a straw that stirs the drink. And the question is what? Bucks fans, what are you thinking now? Well, I'm thinking now I didn't think they'd be in this spot right now. I had Bucks in six, really. I had a plan. They will win last night, and they go to Toronto. Yep. They win it, and they come home. That was my thought. Bucks and six. I was all down for it. I just have no idea. You've got a team that is cold, a shooting cold team.
Yes.
You've got your all-star player who is just fumbling the ball out of bounds, falling down, twisting his ankle. He looks like he's so uncoordinated. He's got nothing going on. This is just a mess. It's a mess.
It looks like a mess. And Gary, I get you on Giannis. I do. But those other dudes need to knock down some shots, man. You can't have Middleton going 0 for 6 in this game.
No, you can't. I mean, I agree with that. I agree. But Giannis is the guy. I mean, if he falters, the other guys will too. That just he's the heartbeat. A lot of folks don't get that. Yeah, you got role players. But when your main guy, and I know you people don't get that, and I can't make you understand it, but when your main guy is, what is he averaging right now in this series?
Well, he had 24 last night, so I think just a hair over 22 or 23 for the series.
And what is his average during the regular season?
Regular season, about 28.
That just can't happen. I mean, really, in the playoffs, he should be averaging 32 points a game. It should be going up.
Should be stepping up.
Not down. He should. But you see what's going on. I mean, I don't know. He will be the MVP. So what? But here's what you have found out. At this point right now, and I always use right now because I have got myself in trouble. Right now, today, right now, today, he ain't no Kawhi Leonard. He's not even on Kawhi's level. You see it. 414-799-1250. I mean, you see it. Not there. I don't know. And you people can hit me up on Twitter. You guys can hate me all you want. But I told you guys from jump, warned you guys from jump, day one, from Jump Street, that this guy was one-dimensional and he needed a jump shot. Now, this is fine. He's only 24. I'm good with that. I'm going to wrap all this together. And I happen to also think, if you look at Toronto's team, they've been there. They've been there. Jokic is going to develop his game. Just right now he doesn't have. That's okay. He's 24. He's going to develop his game. It's going to happen. But right now he doesn't have it. This guy is a hard worker. He's going to work his tail off. He's going to get his game where it needs to be at. But right now, Kawhi Leonard is outplaying Giannis. I don't care what you folks say. I love the Milwaukee Bucks. I want them to win. Y'all ain't bringing me down like that. I'm just trying to keep it 100. I'm telling y'all the straight truth. You can't get down with that. That's up to you. Now, it ain't about Drake, and it ain't about the refs. And I said this the other night. I said, hey, now, the only way Giannis can get this if the ref call it in Giannis's favor, meaning that if he can get the calls that he needs to get, then it's going to be all good. What was that game one? Or I don't know, one of those games, he had 17 free throws, 22 free throws or something like that in one of those games. Well, that's just falling off. And that's part of the problem, too. But we all know playoff basketball, what's that all about? I am jacked up right now. Can you tell?
Oh, for sure.
I have no idea.
There's a ton to get to. Mark Davis should not be allowed to officiate another Bucks game from this point forward. I don't like that guy. I don't like him at all. 2 years ago against Toronto, I remember being on the air filling in for, I think, you, Gary, and we were trying to find out where Mark Davis is from because he was horrible.
I was here with you.
You were.
Yeah.
He was horrible. I'm trying to figure out Kawhi last night, 35 points, 7 boards, 9 assists.
Almost had a triple-double.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, now on the other side of the ball, whether it was Giannis being off in his game or a really good defensive team with a good game plan against.
It's a really good defensive team with a good game plan. But, and I said this before this series started, I said Toronto, to me, is one of the few teams that can actually guard Giannis. They've got enough bodies to throw at him. Now, Kawhi ain't doing this all by himself. So don't be trying to give Kawhi all this credit defensive that he's shutting Giannis down. But Kawhi is kind of the front man directing Giannis into 2-3 other jokers. And that's what's going on. Kawhi is good enough to be the front guy. Kawhi is good enough to be the front guy and still get you 35 or 40 because that's what he's doing.
Yep. Yeah, a tough one last night.
I'm sorry.
105.99.
I'm keeping it straight 100 today. I'm sorry. If you guys don't like it, you ain't got to call in. Or you can call in and just tell me I'm right.
You should definitely call in.
I'm sorry, Tim.
What are you thinking now, Bucks fans?
What I'm thinking now, we're in a world of hurt. What I'm thinking now is, Timmy, and it's right, role players. I'm thinking Bledsoe to a certain degree is exposed too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right.
To a certain degree. Best game last night.
He
and
did.
Still wasn't even close to enough.
No. Middleton. We knew what Middleton was the whole time. We know what that is. You know, Mirotić, I am surprised a little bit about.
Disappointed.
I thought he could give us more than what he's given us. From day one, I really hadn't seen it. I thought he'd be like the X Factor, Mirotić would be. But he's nothing.
The injury derailed him or the timing was.
I don't know what it was.
I think the timing would have been right where he would have been on his game at the right time, meaning now. Brogdon, I really don't have a problem with Malcolm Brogdon. I really don't. I think he's a dynamite player. He's a smart player. Speaking of which, the other side of the ball, Toronto, there are some smart, smart basketball players over there. You noticed all the communication defensively for those guys?
Well, they got to communicate.
They're talking. Mm-hmm. They're really into it. They're really smart about their moves. You're right in this regard. It looked messy. It did. Now, something's going to have to change. I don't know if it's a hair on fire type game. It probably is. It probably is. I don't think you can go backwards and say, hey, man, we're going to do what we did in January or last November or December. They're going to have to do something to shake this out because it might be over tomorrow night. So what, Bucks fans, are you thinking now after last night's 105-99 loss? Game 5 goes to Toronto. Bucks now down 3-2. The season right at the cusp of being done. They better figure something out. 414-799-1250.
Let me take a call right now before we go to a break. Because okay. I want to get going. I want to hear from all you people today. Let's get one before we get to a break. Let's go to Adam in Franklin. Adam, you're first up on 105.7 FM The Fan. Adam, what you got, man?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah. Good.
All right. So I think they're better than what they're playing. They got a lot of fundamental errors. Easy miss shots. Horrible passing. Mirotić is jacking up a shot, and then it came right back. If he just would have followed his shot, it came right back to where he was. And Brook Lopez, he's got to box out Marcus Gasol. That was a half-assed box out yesterday. He didn't box him out, and that's how he got that rebound that just skimmed right off the rim. All in all, it comes down to fundamental errors, and they're making way too many of them.
Yeah, see, that's interesting. That's all you got, Adam? Fundamentally, that's why they're losing?
That's why I think they're losing. I mean, Marcus Gasol was a bigger trade for them than everybody thought. Mm-mm. I mean, he's in there, and when Giannis comes in there, you have him and Siakam and Kawhi Leonard in there, and they're all beating him up, and Ibaka. But he's got to kick that out quicker. As soon as that wall collapses, we've got a couple guys on the perimeter who should be open. If three guys are guarding him, he should be dishing it out quicker with a crisper pass.
You know what I feel like? Thank you for your phone call, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
And man, we're going to do this all day. I just feel like we're not giving Toronto enough credit, and I just feel like we're not giving Kawhi Leonard enough credit. That's what I feel like, Bucks fans. Well, I'm just sorry.
We were really, really quick to sell them off coming into this.
We were.
As a fan base, way overconfident.
Absolutely.
But as for what Adam was saying, say this to say that, I think he does have a point when you're talking about a team that hasn't been here before. You talked about yesterday, Gary, Toronto's been building up to this.
No one sees this.
They don't know as a group. They're not experienced enough. They're not mature enough to ad-lib it when the fundamentals, when the system, when the game plan goes awry.
We have a term for that. They don't know what they don't know.
Sure.
And sometimes when you don't know what you don't know is good, and sometimes when you don't know what you don't know is bad.
414-799-1250. After what you witnessed last night and all the excitement and the partying going on down in the district, and now what are you thinking? Because they've got a challenge here. I love an elimination situation. I like watching those games where you know one team, sometimes both in a game 7. Obviously, we'd love to see that on Monday here back in town. But I love this part of the game. At any sport, really, an elimination game. But now the Bucks back against the wall, and we want to get your reaction here. Today it's Gary Ellerson, Anthony Mandela, Tim Allen, taking your calls and reaction here on the Wendy's Big Show.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. Here's something to cluck about. Wendy's Made to Crave menu now includes delicious chicken options. So upgrade those basic go-tos with the new avocado BLT, sausage bacon chicken, and barbecue chicken sandwiches today. Available now at participating restaurants.
Welcome back. It's the Wendy's Big Show, a Friday edition, 105-99 game last night, and that's what we're talking about. Not only that game, but also, what are you thinking now about the Milwaukee Bucks? Yesterday, Gary Ellerson, we discussed a lot about the Milwaukee Bucks, and I was impressed with the confidence level with a lot of our listeners yesterday. It was, hey, no worries. We're at home here. Bucks are good at home. We'll go back and try and steal this thing on Saturday night and get it and move on to the NBA Finals. So the confidence level was here yesterday. Where is it today with what are you thinking about now, Bucks fans? 799-1250 as they fall in Game 5 in a back-against-the-wall game tomorrow in Toronto.
Let's get out to some phone call. I don't know what this guy's name. You say Chinatown. Who doing
Chinatown this? Question mark.
Yeah, who is that? Who's my man right here?
Toby.
Is his name Toby?
His name's Toby. He's finishing up from the Bill Michaels show. Monday through Friday, 10 to 2 on the
is
fan.
Is he putting? Is he doing this? Is he who's putting
him or Sam?
They're doing it together.
Yeah,
it was me.
It was Sam.
That's not
Sam.
Toby.
That's Toby.
That's Sam.
Does Toby got a nickname?
You want to give him one?
Not yet.
What is it?
Kunta Kinte.
Oh man!
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
I've never seen Roots, but I get the reference.
You need to watch that.
You know Toby's seen Roots. You know he's seen it.
I don't think he has.
He better have.
With a name like Sam, Toby.
If his name is Toby, he better, because his mama and daddy in them show seen it.
It's a great book too. I've read it twice. It's an excellent book.
Well, now I'm up full disclosure. Toby was my nickname within my family growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, my middle name is Tobias.
Tobias, yes.
So you should call me Toby.
Okay.
Yeah. So we can call him Tobias.
No. He's straight Kunta Kinte, cuz. He ain't got no shoes on or nothing over there.
Gary, what's the question?
Chinatown.
I don't know what's the question.
Well, I don't know what's the question.
Yeah,
Jim, what's
how you feeling, Bucks fans? It's a kind of a general question for now. We're just easing our way into this thing.
Toby's hot over there. Just don't throw
out
our dress. Yeah.
He always struck me.
But when you wear flip-flops and stuff, when I wear flip-flops, I normally take my shoes off too, so it's not a big deal.
Oh, so he's literally has the flip-flops off?
Yeah.
You guys in your bare feet, man.
I'm okay with that. Baby Tosh does it all the time, too. Let's get out to my guy. I guess his name is Chinatown, and he's in West Dallas. Chinatown, what you got, buddy?
Yeah, okay. This is a two-part scenario, but it all leads to one thing.
Well, tied together, Dan. Let's go.
I've been told by the talking heads that pre-game activities with Giannis includes taking not his normal free throw shots where he dribbles 9 times, which is not what he's not doing that. I don't know why, but he's not doing that. So that needs to be implemented. And the reason being is I don't want to see him bringing the ball up anymore. I want him planting himself in a corner, in the paint, underneath it, et cetera, et cetera. So you got the three guys standing right there. So you'd have four guys on the perimeter or four guys in shooting stances with two guys to guard them. So, again, I understand you got to hit the shot. But in lieu of that, then if nothing is there, post it into him. And obviously he can outreach anybody. They're either going to hack him or he's going to get an easy shot. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think good idea. I think I saw last night where he got down in the post, and they got in the ball, and he dunked on a couple of jokers.
Yeah,
and I think that'll spread him out a little bit more because if he can get down in the post and they can give him the ball, then that means that you can spread guys out, so you can have two guys, one guy on one wing and a guy on the other wing, right? And they should be open for it, but those guys got to hit the jump shot. That's got to happen.
And that's the difference.
They're not going to let Giannis get the ball down in there.
It's the difference between playoff basketball and regular season basketball.
Yeah, yeah. Teams have figured out, I'm up at the top of the key, and I'm going right. It goes right almost every time to the right hand.
Yep.
And then the spin move, he can't even get to the spin move anymore. They cut that off. I mean, that's
you do have to credit Toronto's.
You have to, and I don't think we are. I don't think Toronto's getting any credit, and I don't think Kawhi Leonard is getting any credit. None. We Bucks fans, we zip zip zero none.
But see, that's the adjustment game, though. So, and again, don't get me wrong. I'm not comparing quite yet Michael Jordan, LeBron James with Giannis.
He's not on that level.
No. Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, even Tim right now, he's not on Kawhi's level.
Okay, but what they did well. What Michael did well, what LeBron did well, is the other team knew LeBron's game, right?
Yeah.
They know, but LeBron.
That was the greatness of LeBron.
Right. He adjusted. He figured out early how they were going to attack him, and he adjusted that night to do something a little bit different. That's where Giannis needs to just mature that way. They know he should detect earlier how they're going to combat him defensively.
Let's get out to Jay and Waukesha. Jay, you up next at 105.7 FM The Fan. Jay, what you got, buddy?
Hey, guys. The way I look at it, which may be oversimplifying things, is our stud last night had 24 points. Theirs had 35.
That's it.
11 points difference.
Jay, that's it.
We lose by six. I mean,
that's it, Jay.
Really what it comes
to. That's it, Jay.
I mean, it's that simple. I look at the offensive end of the court as three levels. So, Tim, you're talking about guys. And if you look at Kawhi, they can shoot the three. They can shoot the mid-range, and they can finish at the rim.
Yeah.
So their stud right now can score at all three levels, just like MJ and just like LeBron. So whenever one level is taken away, they adjust and they can score from other levels. Our guy can score at one of the three levels, maybe one and a half if his mid-range is on any given day. But he cannot score at all three levels, so it just becomes that much easier to defend him.
Thanks for the call.
Tim, let me give you an analogy here.
He did hit a couple of threes, though, and one of them was huge.
Yeah,
Giannis did.
Yeah, well, he's got to hit more of those. Let me give you an analogy. Baseball.
Yep.
Brewers' best pitcher is?
I would say having the best year is
Zach Davies. Just say they're in the playoffs. They're playing, let's say they're playing the Dodgers.
Yep.
Dodgers' best pitcher is?
Kershaw.
If they're both on the mound at the same time, if Kershaw throws a no-hitter, Zach Davies is going to have to throw a no-hitter.
He's going to have to match him toe-to-toe.
Toe-to-toe.
Yep.
Toe-to-toe, Tim.
And sometimes they do. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Toe-to-toe.
Sometimes they're both scoreless through six, and you always hear that. Davies matching Kershaw toe-to-toe.
Toe-to-toe.
They always say that this guy is matching that guy. In this case, it's Kawhi against Giannis.
Yes.
Has Giannis paid enough dues to get the respect that Kawhi is matching Giannis? Or is it Giannis matching Kawhi?
I don't think most Bucks fans appreciate Kawhi Leonard's game or know what his game is all about, or maybe underestimate what Kawhi Leonard's game. Kawhi actually, if you really think about it, Bucks fan, is a self-made superstar.
I don't remember him too much in San Antonio. When they won the title, I don't remember it.
He didn't have, he didn't have the repertoire, what's that word?
Repertoire.
Repertoire of moves that he has right now. He didn't have them. Kawhi Leonard, he made himself into this, who he is. I mean, he is absolutely, he can hit a shot anywhere he wants to. Let's get to CB on the north side. CB up next on 105.7 FM The Fan. CB, what you got, man?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, man, heard from you in a minute.
Yeah, where you been?
Well, I've been working, man, logging a lot of hours.
Well, thanks for calling, bro.
Sparky used to call him peanut butter.
Yeah.
Well, Gary, you is dead on when you first came and said all what you said. Giannis is pretty much who he is right now. They boxed him in. He can't figure it out. Kick the ball out. You expect the shooters to hit the three. They can't do that. I know everybody been jumping on Mirotic, but what about Ersan? Anybody said nothing about Ersan at all?
Yeah, but I don't think
he's been absent from his place too.
But is he? But is he a 3-point shooter though?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, if you think he is, then that's fine.
Well, look what Van Vliet did.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he was on
big
fire.
Time 3-point shooter.
Okay.
And, you know, you brought him in to pay all this money to him, and he haven't showed up. And as far as Brogdon last night, you know the inbound pass, they going to box you in while you call a timeout. You could have used one of them timeouts instead of having the ball bounce back on you and go out of bounds. Those are things that it deals with coaching. And Budenholzer is not adjusting those players for what the Raptors is trying to do or is doing. So, you know, they're done.
Yeah,
it's pretty much it. It's over for them.
He just said they're done.
Oh, CB, what you say? Great, back it up.
They're done.
Huh?
They're done. You can put them in the done club. It's a wrap. Hey, I had fun watching the guys this year. They made it this far, but it's over, and we got to give the credit to the Raptors. They did their thing.
Thanks for your phone call. I said this earlier, and I was the only one in this room. No, not maybe not, but from our fans. I said they were playing with house money to me. This was to get into getting to this point was house money.
But don't you want them, like, in your heart of hearts core, right, into your soul, Gary Ellerson? Don't you want them to win, right?
Well, yeah, don't okay. Get that mistaken that I don't want them to win. Don't,
right.
Don't get that twisted. I'm just saying they're playing with house money. If you look at Toronto, and I think everything is a building block. You build on these things, and you get better and better, and you get exposed to certain different things you haven't been exposed to. And Toronto has been building this process longer than the Milwaukee Bucks. This is the Milwaukee Bucks' first time. And plus, Toronto has a MVP guy, finals MVP guy on their roster, which we don't pay no mind to. And they've been here.
414-799-1250. After last night's game, and you see what's in front of the Milwaukee Bucks here, a game in Toronto tomorrow, a must-win game or it's over. What are you thinking now is your question. I hate looking at it that way. I do, Gary, and I'm not saying you're wrong. But I hate looking at it. I feel like I'm in eighth grade and I got cut from the basketball team because my grades weren't there. And then my folks would say, use this as a learning experience. Mm-hmm. I just don't like that. I don't feel good hearing that. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
I get it.
It is. And I happen to think, listen, if they can kind of keep all this together, the Milwaukee Bucks, and we don't know what, you know, next year's going to bring us, but if they can keep all this together, they are a ascending franchise, the Milwaukee Bucks.
For sure.
Don't get that twisted. The Milwaukee Bucks are a ascending franchise. Now, the problem is we don't know where Kevin Durant's going to go next year. We don't know what Kyrie's doing next year. But still, the Bucks are going to be in the thick of that. They are a ascending franchise. They are. They're going to be in the thick of things. And you got to get a little lucky, too, now. You got to get a little lucky. But Giannis is a ascending NBA player.
Still, yes.
Yes.
Hasn't peaked out yet.
Ain't, no. None whatsoever.
Boy, he looked out of control at times last night.
Toronto's making him look like that for right now.
Just come on, man.
Let's go to, do I take it down the phone call?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go to Mike in Greenfield. Mike, you're up next, 105.7 F in the Fan. Mike, what you got, man?
Hey, Gary, you had a good point. I want to piggyback off maybe three callers ago. The Raptors were a lot better in three-point land and the free throw line. We were flat. How can you go against a team? Their backs are up against the wall. We're beating them 2-0. Not only did they come back 2-0, they beat us in our house. This is critical right now. I mean, each game, this is it. And this whole season culminates to this next game and the game after if they go past that. So you got to give Toronto a lot of credit for making these adjustments after we won the first two games. And that, you know, I'll tell you, when we missed that double overtime, that was a golden opportunity for us to beat them a third time. So we missed that opportunity, and we just came out flat. We have to make the same adjustments that the Raptors did against us. If we do and we play our own game, we'll be fine.
Is it adjustments? Thanks. Is it adjustments at this point now, or is it just the will to win now?
That's a good question, Tim. I think there can be some adjustments, maybe. I'm not the true X and O's guys in basketball to tell you that way. To me, when I think you get to this point, it's about the bros and the Joes. Guys got to get it done. Your team may not. I mean, there's some subtle things that they can do. Like I said, I'd love to see them get Giannis in the post and try to stretch them out a little bit. Because if they get Giannis down in the post, your two wing players are going to be wide open. Now that entails those guys got to come and hit them jump shots because they're going to squeeze Giannis inside. They're not going to let him get the ball. Those guys that have all day to hit that jump shot. I think that's one of the things that they have to do. The Giannis up to the top, driving to the middle, they have all but shut that down. He can't get none of that. And every time he tries it, he fumbles the ball off his foot. He twists his ankle.
Or he's off balance and misses the shot.
Because he's got nowhere to go. They completely closed that off.
I think he missed a dunk last night.
I don't know about all that, but it's frustrating to watch it, and you can just see how they have just completely closed off his game. And some of these other guys, going to have to step up. But Giannis still – I just don't know if you can, and I said this before, I just know if you can win with Giannis scoring 22 points, 24 points a game. I mean, can it happen? Yes. But I think it's outside of the norm when they can do that if he only scores 24, 25 points.
Yeah, it's tough. It was a tough one last night at the Fiserv Forum, 105-99, game five. It goes Toronto's way and back against the wall for tomorrow night's game. And we'll continue to get your reaction on the game and what you're thinking now, because it has to be a little bit different now today than it was yesterday. Would you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
In what way? We're taking your calls, 414-799-1250. We'll do that the rest of the afternoon for sure. Yeah. And let's get some words from Gary Ellerson on J&J Contractors.
My good friends over at J&J Contractors, guys, ask for Jason. If you're looking to do something in the interior of your home, they can do that. Like, you know, if you want to renovate your kitchen, they can do that. Countertops, cabinets. If you want to do something to your bathroom, add a bathroom onto your house, they most certainly can do that. A lot of people going with these two double sinks now. I mean, they can get that done for you. Basement, livable space. For example, if you want to have a man cave, maybe they can do a man cave for you. And some people are now newlyweds and whatever, get married, you're having babies. Maybe you want to now turn into a livable space for the baby or kids' room, PlayStation, all that stuff. My good friends at J&J Contractors can do just about anything that you tell them to do, guys. Call them up today. Ask for my good friend Jason at J&J Contractors.
We're taking your reaction about the game last night. Bucks fall in game 5. And what are you thinking now, Bucks fans? Plenty of time to hash this out here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 here on The Fan. This portion of the program brought to you by Ribs on a Stick from Robert's Specialty Meats, the ideal treat for your Memorial Day weekend grilling. Pick up some today for the best in meats. It's Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
Welcome back. As Anthony said, the Wendy's Big Show. We're talking about, what's going through your mind right now? What's going through the Bucks fans' mind now? Because yesterday, I was confident, mostly. I'd say 75% confident. And now? I was nervous yesterday. Now I'm actually frightened. It's going to come to a close tomorrow. I'm looking forward to the game. Don't get me wrong. Brewers play at 3 tomorrow. They clear out after the postgame show, about right around tip-off. So you got Brewers to set the table for the Bucks game, 6 in Toronto, and a must-win, obviously. But what's going through the Bucks fans' minds now? 414-799-1250.
Let me read your tweet real quick, and it's Joker's hit me up on Twitter.
They getting on you again?
Well, Braden goes, hey, what is the purpose of all your Drake stuff? Back to that game. You spent the last few days talking about Drake. You took to Twitter last night when the Bucks lost, going on and on about Drake. You know your listeners are Milwaukee fan base. Are you just trying to get a reaction? Which is completely different because no, I call it like it is. I keep it 100 all the time. And when I see people who are blaming Drake for a loss, I'm going to tell you about it. And I've only talked about Drake one time, and that was just yesterday. So yes.
For about 15 minutes.
That was it.
It wasn't a ton of it.
That was it. That was the only time. And so I did have a tweet last night. I'm assuming that you Bucks fans now are going to blame Drake and the refs for the loss, because that's what you people do. You don't. What I'm trying to get you to see is how good Toronto really is, and give Toronto the credit and stop talking about Drake and stop talking about the refs and the officials. Yeah, I get it. Sometimes refs can go bad, but you got to play through that. You can't allow that to be in your head.
But you did
as a player. I'm speaking as a player. I'm not talking about did you see Tim. I'm just saying as a player. That's the part that I come in at. As a player, you cannot allow y'all folks, you people. What time?
2:41.
You people can think like that. That refs and when we've seen it. I mean, listen. The New Orleans Saints should have been in the Super Bowl. No doubt about it. The ref missed that call, right? Should have called that, and that happens. But it also happens that how many mistakes do we make in the game too? Because there's human error throughout games that players also make that they should not have made. And so, yeah, refs are going to screw up. Now, I don't know if the refs are out to get the Bucks.
I saw
some stuff on Twitter last night where the NBA wants the want Toronto to be in the championship game, and that's why this is going. I saw some of that stuff. I don't know. I don't buy that. Maybe they do. I don't know. All I know is that our best player is not playing up to his capabilities, and their best player is, and Toronto as a team is playing better than the Milwaukee Bucks. That's all I know. Simple as that. I can't break you down on the jump shot, foot here, foot there, blah, 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 XOs, all that. It's just a simple – our last call is gear. I think it is. Simple as can be. I'm sorry. No, I love them. Once again, I love the Milwaukee Bucks, and I'm not trying to get a reaction. The reaction is to you people who are trying to make excuses for the Milwaukee Bucks when they get their butts beat And it is what it is. But no one has to hear all the other stuff that I'm saying, is that this is a very young team and ascending, and they're growing. They're green and growing.
They definitely are.
You got that?
But
we're going to get it.
I can get, but you can understand,
Tim, you
from
need
the
to
fans.
Stop.
I'm just
and
saying.
You do that to me. You are such a fan.
I know.
You need to stop.
But when there's Middleton, the Bucks are in a foul and chase situation where you got
a
foul. And Middleton arm bars
Lowry.
What do you got to do? Tackling?
Well, the reason why they didn't call that foul, Tim, is because they didn't want the Milwaukee Bucks to be, because that would have, Toronto would have won the game.
Mark Davis.
Yeah, that's why they didn't win.
799-1250.
Let's get out to let's go to Jason on the north side. Jason, you're up next, 105.7 FM Fan. Jason, what you got, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Break it down for us, Jason.
Here's the thing. I agree with a lot of what you guys are saying about Giannis. You know, unless it's a fast break situation, which there hasn't been much of
right
in this series, there's no way that I'm giving him the ball at the top of the key, because they figured that out.
Yep.
Toronto is just, they're shutting him down. They're making the wall. He's not able to do a spin move because someone's undercutting him from the other side. And
right.
He loses the ball, and it's not working, right? So it's adjustment time.
Right, yes.
So they have to make that adjustment. You know, I'll tell you another thing, too.
What's the adjustment, though? What's the adjustment? Give me the adjustment.
I'm going to tell you. So
okay.
Our three-point shooters are also not scoring. They're not.
Shots. Right.
So I say Giannis, who's been the best scorer in the paint in the league this whole season, and Brooke Lopez, you know, he's obviously, he's shown some flashes of driving to the basket and playing some ball in the paint as well. I think you got to post those guys up, both of them. Let them play off each other. If Brooke's not making the threes and Giannis can't get to the basket, you post them up. You give it to the guards and let them feed the big men in the paint.
I would agree with that. And space it off of that. Yes, no doubt.
Space it out. Let them play off each other.
Yes.
Giannis gets a double, triple team. Great. Let him feed it off to Brooke Lopez for an easy dunk.
Yep.
Yes.
Either way, they got to go strong to the basket, mm-hmm. get an easy shot, or get fouled.
Yes.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, Chris Middleton has to shoot more threes. He had 6 points last night. He's your best three-point shooter. He's your only other all-star besides Giannis. And he's got to be more aggressive shooting the ball, and they've got to create plays for him to get him open to shoot threes, and he's got to score more points in a game like last night. Okay, that's number two. And then number three is they got to play defense and they got to guard the 3-point shots from Toronto. I feel like the last two games, it feels like that Boston Celtics game one where they just buried us from three. Fred VanVleet was 7 of 9 from three last night.
That was crazy.
And he's like one of the smallest guys on the team.
I know.
There's no reason he should be getting those uncontested.
Uncontested.
Shots
that was it.
But but no, I disagree with that, because that's the guy you're saying. What you're supposed to be saying is we're shutting down Kawhi. Right, well, I think this is what they're doing, but it's not happening.
No.
But we're shutting down Kawhi, and we don't care if Van Vliet hits a shot.
And he hit.
And he hit him.
Fred Van Vliet, 7 threes last night. He's never hit 7 threes in his career.
Never. Thanks for your phone call. Never. So I disagree with that, because they're not shutting down Kawhi. Or they can say, here's your thing then. Kawhi, you go ahead and get 40, and Van Vliet can't beat us.
We'll
no, I mean, one or the other.
Else. You get yours.
Right. Kawhi, you go ahead and get 35, 40, whatever you're going to get, that's fine. But all these other jokers can't beat us.
Yeah.
One or the other. Or Kawhi, it's one or the other. You're not going to be able to get both. But with the Milwaukee Bucks, Toronto is getting both.
Now, offensively, though, here's what I would warn that, again, if and I take that, our last caller, I respect the call.
Sure,
respect the opinion.
Respect the call.
But if you do go Twin Towers posting and it doesn't work, won't you have a regret then saying, hey, man, we went away from what got us here? So there's that thought, too. What got us here? What got us to 60 wins, over the Pistons, a four-game winning streak after losing game one against Boston, to winning the first two against Toronto? What got us to that point?
Well, what got you here was Giannis, the MVP. If Giannis is going to be the MVP, is what I think he is, that's what got you here.
Okay, fair enough. Then I think you start out game six with just what got you here.
That's what
temporarily.
But it doesn't work. It's not working.
Well, if it doesn't
work. What got you here is not working, Tim. That's the problem.
Adjust in the 11th hour then.
A little bit of two parts to that, though, because
give
it's
me two parts.
Toward the end of that game.
Mandel, you know what? Can I just tell you something?
Yeah.
I like you. You're all right.
Thank you. not the whole game, but particularly in crunch time when normally the Bucks could go to Giannis and say, make something happen, either as a playmaker or a distributor.
Mm-hmm.
Dude's getting quadruple teamed.
Yes.
In the paint.
But if the other guys aren't making their shots when it's kicked out.
And that's what I'm getting at, is the dude was getting quadruple teamed at times, and he still dropped 24 points. So at some point, the guys around him, he's drawing the defense to open up shots for guys, and they're not hitting it. And because they're not hitting it, they can keep quadruple teaming him. You understand what I'm saying?
They're feeding into each other.
This may be unfair, what I'm about to say to you.
Yeah.
And I don't know the numbers. Okay?
Sure.
I don't know what the numbers look like, and I could be setting myself up for failure here.
Send it.
Look at LeBron with the Cavs the first time they went to the championship game.
The first time. I'll start digging it up.
And that's with Smush Parker and them.
And them.
Okay. Look. Just see what his numbers were.
Okay.
If you can. Are we going to a commercial? We're going to hit some more people here.
We could hit a commercial, come back with that information.
Okay. Yeah.
Why don't we do that?
Are you referring to a 20 straight point game?
I don't know when. I just want to know what he averaged per game.
Okay. All right.
LeBron. I don't know what that was. I just want to know what is, because I just want to go off of what Mandela's saying here.
Find it out.
Yeah. Gary Ellerson wants to get in your head a little bit, find out what you're thinking today.
I just want to know what you're thinking today. That's all.
414-799-1250. Gary Ellerson, Anthony Mandela, Tim Allen. It's a Friday edition of the Wendy's Big Show. Welcome back. Friday edition of the Wendy's Big Show. A little different configuration today. It's Gary Ellerson, the mainstay, the anchor. Then it's Anthony Mandela. My name is Tim Allen. And we're talking Bucks basketball. We're trying to get into your head here a little bit as to what you're thinking now. Impressive yesterday. I like the confidence. Now, a little change of landscape. That's a little bit, it's a lot different.
Actually. It's a lot different.
Yeah. 799-1250. Just talking about what you're thinking right now.
All right, let's go, Tim.
Let's do it.
Let's go. I mean, I don't want to say it's depressed. It's not. For me, it's not depressed. People make me depressed, okay? But it's not depressed. You find LeBron's numbers?
Which ones you want?
The ones with Smush Parker in them?
Smush Parker was not on his team.
What team is this?
This is the 2007 team. It was LeBron's first trip to the finals. They beat the Pistons in the Eastern Conference Finals and lost to the Spurs.
Who was on that Pistons team?
In the big dance. That Pistons team, leading the way, Rip Hamilton, Chauncey Billups, Rasheed Wallace, Chris Webber, Tayshaun Prince.
They were pretty much at the end.
That was pretty much the end of that run.
Yeah.
I think after that point, Webber, I'm pretty sure, was for sure gone.
Yeah, he had that
knee. Rasheed Wallace was done. Rip, I think his knees were all torn up at that point. And Chauncey, I think, was still there for maybe one more year.
Yeah.
But that was pretty much it.
What did he give you in that series?
LeBron?
Yeah.
Where'd it go?
I don't know.
Everything's crashing here, Gary.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's
25.7 a game, LeBron averaged.
Okay.
Well, Giannis is in the
neighborhood. 9 rebounds, 8 assists.
Okay. What numbers? What's his numbers per game? I mean, what did he give you in each game?
Do
you
know? A game log?
Yeah, like how many points?
Let's get it going.
First game, second game, third game, fourth game.
They took that series in six, so already, by that virtue, LeBron already outplayed. If we're talking about
doing that.
They got it done in six.
Got you.
The first game, 79-76 Pistons. That tells you everything about the NBA 10 years ago.
Ooh,
the first game,
low.
LeBron James had 10 points.
Okay.
In the second game, LeBron James had 19 points.
Okay.
Then they win game three, and LeBron James in that game had 32. That was when it came back to Cleveland. Then they won also game four in Cleveland with 25 from LeBron. Then they went and won in Detroit with 48 from LeBron.
Ooh,
and then they closed it back out in game six again in Cleveland, LeBron with 20.
So the averages average whatever they are, but he had a LeBron moment.
Some statement games.
Yes. And that's what we
He also wasn't the leading scorer in, I think, three of these
games. Right, and that's what you've got to have from Giannis. Yeah, in a couple of those games, he goes, okay, I'm going to go beat LeBron.
How about tomorrow night?
You might get it tomorrow
48
night.
Spot.
Right. That's what Giannis has to have for you tomorrow night. I'm going to go beat Giannis here. And it don't even really have to be 40, but most certainly he's got to get you 30. The statement game. And I don't know if we've that's where we're at. Let me get out some phone calls. Let's get out to my guy, Brian, and sure what. Brian, you're up next, 105.7 FM, the Fan. Brian, what you got, man?
Hey, Gary, thanks for taking a call. There's three things that I started to realize is that, one, I'm getting to think that Budenholzer is a season coach and not a playoff coach.
Okay.
He did the same thing with Atlanta. They won 16. They got booted out in the first round.
Yeah, but they had nobody on that team, Brian.
But they still had the best record in the league, so they had to have somebody.
Yeah, no,
well,
they
had defense.
Though.
I know that.
They didn't have a star.
My thing is that he's not making the proper adjustments. And the thing is that in this game, I was totally offended as a sports fan, as a Bucks fan, and been to many Bucks games. Giannis pulls himself out of the game with a minute and a half to go. That's not the sign of a superstar. That's a message that trickles down through the organization, through the rest of the team.
Took us 1 hour to get to that, Gary.
When Kawhi Leonard can play 52 minutes on a bum knee, and Giannis has to come out with a minute and a half to go in the game to wrap, to me, he may be great. He's not superstar status yet. And MVPs of the league in the Eastern Conference Finals, with your season potentially on the line at home, do not take themselves out of game.
Yeah, but didn't he tweak that ankle right before that, though? I think that's what happened.
It looked pretty bad.
Yeah.
I don't know how bad he tweaked it because he was fine out of the timeout. He went out of the game. Leonard could barely hobble down the court.
Well, they had to take a timeout because he was laying on the other end of the court.
I understand that. But then he came back in the game and then went back out again. And he was sitting on the scores table
with
48 seconds to go in the game, and the Bucks are falling apart at the seams.
No, you're right.
That would be like Super Bowl. Packers are at the 20, driving for the winning touchdown, and Aaron Rodgers takes himself out of the game because he's tired.
Pretty much.
Scottie Pippen moment?
Clay Matthews. Didn't Clay Matthews do it in Seattle?
Didn't Coach Mac
didn't even know why he wasn't on the field. Seattle, that last drive, didn't he?
Yep. I figured it would get to the Giannis injury thing way before an hour into the show today.
We got it.
We finally got it.
Let's get to Ram on the north side. Ram, you're up next, 105.7 FM, the Fan. Ram, what you got, man?
Hey, I see you got Tim on the line. That's my Milwaukee Brewer guy.
Thank you, Ram.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, Tim. See you on the show. I have learned more about baseball in the last 3 years just listening to you on those July evenings about the farm system and all that. Now, we're just going to take that and lay that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.